everyone. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is truly glad that you are with me today. We get a chance to focus on a creature that so many of us really, really love to love, the animals. How many of you have found yourselves really enjoying your dogs, your cats? How many of you find that you also really enjoy watching something happening with the wild animals? Maybe just the bigger animals that aren't wild, like horses, cows, you name it. Especially when they get into a little bit of trouble, particularly with health, and they need someone to help them through their rough patch. Well, I'm going to be speaking with Mr. Mark Steinus, who is an outstanding journalist, who will also be hosting for us the program Animal ER Live, which will be shown on National Geographic Wild, Nat Geo Wild. So let me bring to you now a conversation that I had earlier today with Mr. Mark Steinus. Great. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good as well. Tell you what, really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about this new venture.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it kind of hits close. Are you guys in South Carolina?
Yeah, the studio's in South Carolina, North Augusta, South Carolina, which borders Augusta, Georgia. So the program airs in the Augusta, Georgia area. So, you know, land of Masters Golf Tournament and the Godfather of Soul and all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Well, we have, the reason I bring it up is we have one of the clinics we follow is based in Charleston.
Exactly.
So it's definitely an area of our focus.
You know, and something else that really caught my attention, too, is the fact that one of the sites is Fort Bragg, California. And until this, I never knew there was a Fort Bragg, California.
I know. Same thing. When I saw Fort Bragg, I know where Mendocino, because that's what it's called. It's called Mendocino Equine and Livestock. And I was like, okay, Mendocino. And then it said Fort Bragg. And I went, wait a minute, is that a typo? And I looked it up, and yeah, there's a Fort Bragg, California. And that's where they're located. And it's just part of, you know, we have a variety of clinics that we work with, some large, some small. Some work with just exclusive, you know, equine and cattle. Others work with exotics. Others work with mostly cats and dogs. The common line is that there's this unbreakable bond that we have with the animals that are in our lives. And I remember growing up in Iowa on the farm, and we'd always get attached to those little baby calves when they were born and stuff like that. So, it was fun just giving them milking, giving the bottle, you know, to feed them. And, it's a wonderful show.
I tell you what, I'm excited about it. The closest I've come, beyond, you know, domesticated cats and dogs, would be when one of my uncles, a great uncle, had a small farm in Georgia and, had some chickens and some, I think he had some pigs out there, you know, but most of what I've seen has been on TV, you know, when it comes to caring for these other animals. And so this is something that's exciting. In fact, I was watching, what do they call it, Top Travel, with the lady and the man who traveled around the world. And this particular episode I saw a couple of days ago, they were actually caring for the rhinos and basically showing how they tag them so they can keep up with them. And I tell you, it drew tears for those two hosts. And I tell you what, it kind of warmed my heart seeing that too. I don't know why, but when it comes to wild animals, the rhino for a long time has been one of my favorite. And it was just kind of heartwarming to see what they were doing to try to take care of that dwindling population.
Well, I think that just speaks too to the fact that, you know, we share this planet with many, many creatures. And some of those that are closest to us, our pets, are really treated like family members. And, you know, when somebody asked me, how do you prep for a show like this? Because everything is live that's coming in, you don't really prep for it. The best thing you can do is just be accessible be empathetic, be as knowledgeable as you can. But I'm not a veterinarian, but I do work. I do have on set with me two specialists who can help guide that audience through whatever we're seeing on TV. But keep in mind, so the idea is we're going live into these seven facilities, these clinics, these hospitals, these mobile units, and the veterinarians there are mic'd up. They know they're on camera. They are encouraged to talk us through the process mm-hmm. of what they're doing, and it helps. But there are times when there's gaps that are there when the veterinarian maybe is in, I won't say crisis mode, but they're really in doing some urgent care, and they stop talking and they're just focused on what they're doing, as they should. And that's when our experts in the studio can jump in and fill that gap and be able to say, you know, what Dr. Kremer is doing right now is he is trying to put a catheter in a male cat, which is one of the most difficult procedures one can do, you know, but it's the only way they're going to be able to open up that urinary tract blockage that cat is suffering through. And then, you know, we offer solutions. So there's good takeaway there for our viewers as well. But, you know, I have a baby daughter who's 20 months old. I have two older boys, but remarried and had this little girl who came to us premature and spent almost 20 days in NICU. And she just, you know, her lungs needed to be a little bit more developed. There wasn't anything really serious other than the fact that she needed to have a little bit more time. And I think about, you know, we have these little puppies that come in and they're struggling, you know, and I think about how they, that's for me, you know, when you talk about, you know, tears come to your eyes, I sit back and I'm like, these little young lives that are born with a defect of some sort or something, and they're already fighting to survive.
Yeah.
But we show that, and it's an uplifting, it's not a depressing show at all. In fact, if anything, we're really inspiring people to look to these heroes, these veterinarians, as people who are there to bring, you know, pain, to ease the pain of those who are suffering that are so close to us.
That is so awesome. Well, I appreciate your ability to help us really care about that and this. At this point, if you would, okay. Mark, share some of your life, particularly, what got you interested in broadcasting? Because you are just an amazing broadcast journalist. You've been in TV for quite some time. Share with us how you got started in TV, how you got started in journalism, and then, even more specifically than you've already shared with us, what drew you to Animal ER? I should say Animal ER Live.
Well, you know, my start in broadcast journalism began actually by people seeing something in me that I didn't see in myself. And I was a behind-the-scenes guy. I was always interested. I still am interested in photography and practice it. But I was a cameraman. And there were two individuals, and this is why mentors are so important, is they were like, no, you have a gift. This is what you need to do. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to. I'm too shy. I can't do this. And they helped me get through that part of my insecurities, and I was able to excel in it. You know, when things happen in your career that help you along the way, an opportunity comes and you don't know you're ready, but you still have to go through that window and do the best you can. Fortunately, I was an athlete, so I've always been able to at least attempt to rise to the challenge and do my best and know what hard work will get you. I was raised by two, you know, wonderful parents that were both farmers and with a sixth and eighth grade education. And so it was more of roll up your sleeves and work hard, be there first and the last to leave kind of work ethic. So that's what's got me this far. And, you know, getting a chance to do a show like this, really, at this point in my career, because I've done so much, I was a sportscaster for many years early on, and then I think like 7 years or so I was a sportscaster, and then I went on to Entertainment Tonight for 17 years, and that was the gold standard of covering entertainment news, and it was every celebrity in every major city around the world I was traveling to, from Dubai to Paris to Rome. To, you know, Miami and New York and Chicago, all over the place I would travel, chasing everybody from Ricky Martin to Hugh Jackman to Tom Cruise and Travolta and Sandra Bullock, all these people that I would get a chance to meet. And then from there, it was on to doing a very sort of grounded show called Home and Family. And it really kind of spoke to the season of my life at that point. I was had gone through a divorce and was raising my boys, and it was about home and family for me and taking care of that. And now I'm at a point where a dog, a little dog named Norbert that I met on the show when I was doing Home and Family, his owner, Julie Friermuth, was the author of this children's book that featured her dog, her therapy dog. And it was a series of books that her mom did, and they won awards. And I made a passing comment to Norbert during rehearsal. And I said, Norbert, you would make a great wingman. Of course, I was single at the time. And that caught Norbert's mom's attention. And she sent me an email and asked me out to dinner. And we now are married, happily married, and we're a mixed family. I have a dog. She has a dog. I have two boys. We now have a baby daughter. And when this show came along, I went, man, this is like, I got to get out of the way and just let go and let God, because he seems to know what he's doing. yes, and he just, I just have had these wonderful experiences happening to me in this little unicorn. And Norbert is more famous than all of us. I mean, I brag about him because he's got such a gift to make people smile. I challenge anybody who's listening to, if they're on Instagram, to look up Norbert and see how many of your friends are following Norbert and not telling you, because he is just, he's like one of those little things where you just, every day it's like a smile, and then people forward it on to other friends because he's so cute.
And he's a golden retriever.
And no, Norbert, mine's a golden retriever. Hers is a 3-pound therapy dog that has a little tongue sticking out on the side of his mouth because he has no teeth. and his gift is just to, he really, this is a true story. She adopted him, he rescued him, and she had never had a dog before. And people started telling her that this dog had a gift. The same way I had mentors telling me I had a gift. And she said, this dog can make people smile. He needs to be a therapy dog. And she's like, what's that? She looked into it. Norbert essentially was like put here, and Julie will tell the story this way. She's like, I am just here as a vehicle to carry out this dog's mission while he's here on this planet. And that is to help sick children feel better when they're at a children's hospital and they're facing a cancer diagnosis, or to help tell a story about a journey someone's going on that may be difficult, that he can bring a smile to.
That is so interesting. And so
she goes on.
He's able to do what he does, I guess, so naturally that, generally speaking, it doesn't even wear him out. It's just easy for him to do what he does. You know,
and it's really interesting, too, because, like he knows when you can't just go along on a visit usually, but I've been able to be there with Julia when she's with some of the sick children, and Norbert knows he has the, you know, they have that instinct, and he's been in so many hospitals and hospital beds with children, and he knows exactly how to like love up on them, and it's just sitting in their lap. I mean, he's just bigger than a moment, but it's that smile that comes across their face. I'll tell you, it's not kids. There was a woman who was going through chemotherapy, and it was a huge fan of Norbert's, and was in San Diego. And my wife received a private message, you know, a request from that woman's daughter, who said, "My mom is such a huge fan, and it's her birthday, and she's going through chemo. Would you come down and, you know, surprise her?" So Julie went down for the day, and she walked around the corner. This was on camera. The daughter recorded it. She comes around the corner, mom's sitting in the chair with a little sash across her that says happy birthday and a little happy birthday thing, and she was getting chemo, and she was just, you know, you already get chemo. And when Norbert came around that corner, for the next 45, 50 minutes, that woman had no idea she was getting, you know, chemo.
Interesting.
She was so happy to see Norbert, and it just shifted her dynamic completely. And that's what therapy animals can do. They come in and they get you off of yourself. They get attention away from you onto them. And that's their magic.
That is, I tell you what, the way you said that is so right. What a gift. What a powerful gift. And so we get to see, imagine, some of these animals that the vets are going to be working with, no doubt some of them are going to be having some gifts that may have gone undetected or just maybe just not put into play yet.
Yeah, they don't have to be famous to have that sort of magic. All they have to have is the love of a young boy or girl or, you know, brother, sister, whatever. And, you know, when your pet is sick and you take them to the doctor and they look at you with those eyes, they're scared, they're nervous, they're whatever, you connect with them and you never forget that. And I think we'll see that in this series. You're going to see a lot of that unbreakable bond between owner and the pet as well. Because really the star of this show are those animals. That's the star.
So, Animal ER Live on Nat Geo Wild.
Yeah.
And we'll get a chance, as you mentioned earlier, to see
it. It's a four-weekend event.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us more about that.
I'll just tell you real quick. It's a four-weekend event starting this weekend on Nat Geo Wild from 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. It'll be for those who are, you know, back east. It's going to be, you know, my family will watch in L.A. from 6 to 8. So, you know, tune in and check it out. And, you know, I know they'd love to hear feedback, too. So we'll have our social media channels open for that.
Excellent. Seeing the animals at the animal hospitals as well as mobile vet emergency units. And we get to hear more of Mark Steines talking us through the processes. We're looking forward to that. And thank you so much for joining me today to talk about this.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you so much. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you much. You too. Everyone, I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. Bless the beast and the cheese.